各位听众大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面，我是赖志雄，在这儿向大家问候。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce。
现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材呢，第482页，在这页我们已经进入到第143课了，现在就请大家好好准备听由 Bruce 呢为我们做的这个导读。
Lesson 143,How to improve your writing skills. Part 1, Reading. By the time you reach this page, you will have studied 142 lessons of this book. You will have learned many new words, idioms, sentence structures, and quite a bit of grammar.You will have come to a stage where you might be asking yourself, how much have I improved, if at all? Why not give yourself a simple test? Read a short text. Read it carefully, then try to rewrite what you have just read in your own words. After that,Compare what you have written to the text. This is called paraphrasing. In fact, it is a good way to improve your writing skills.
写作技巧 writing skills. 那么我们今天就请大家一块来看 Lesson 143.第143课，这里的标题呢是 How to improve your writing skills， 如何来改善你的写作技巧。我们常在英文里头有所谓的 His written English is very good and so is his spoken English， 他的文笔很棒，他的口语也不错。所谓口语要用 spoken English， spoken 是这样拼的
SP-O-K-E-N, S-P-O-K-E-N, spoken.
英文的文笔呢叫做 written English, 都要用过去分词当形容词用 written 或者是 written 用鼻音，它是这样拼的
W-R-I-T-T-E-N, W-R-I-T-T-E-N, written or written.
对，用鼻音都是用 written， 讲快的时候都是用 written， 对不对
？Right。
但是我们将来都记住，这是要用过去分词当形容词用，我们不要用的现在分词说 ，Well, listen to him， 来你听他讲话 ，His speaking English is very good， 那不得了。
Nope，spoken English。
哎，因为你用说 his speaking English is very good， 那表示他的英文 his English can speak something， 能说话，那就不对了，是被说的英语。
Yeah.
同样的，他的文笔是 his written English， 要这么说的。不，标题里头这个 skill 相当不错啊。这里呢，我们是用了名词，可是它也可以当形容词用，加个 ed。To be skilled 后头加 in 再放名词或动名词用法，就是在哪方面技术很好，那个很专精于的意思。我们造个例子
，Edward is skilled in carpentry。
Edward 他做木工这方面他非常的专精，技术很棒。Carpentry 他是从 carpenter 那个字过来的 ，carpenter 是木匠。是一个人，但 carpentry 就是做木工这个事情。我们两个字先拼一下 carpenter，
C A R P E N T E R， C A R P E N T E R， carpenter， carpentry， C A R P E N T R Y， C A R P E N。T-R-Y, carpentry.
所以他专精于木工，我们再把那个 carpentry 刚才例子再说一遍。
He is skilled in carpentry.
我们就可以这样说 There's nothing I am, you know, envious about, 或者是 of. 那个没有什么让我觉得很羡慕的。I'm skilled in something that you shouldn't understand.
Eating.
Exactly.
Sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Eating.
Okay. And goofing around.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. 那我就说我在专精于吃方面问心。然后他说还不光吃还睡觉而且混时间你很会啊。Don't goof around, 有这个字啊。Goof 是这样拼的。
G-O-O-F, G-O-O-F, don't goof around.
好现在我们就一块的来看啊。在这个 part one, reading 部分。By the time you reach this page,You will have studied 142 lessons of this book. 等到呢你到达这页时你将已经在我们这本书已经学到第142课了。我真的说可以说学得蛮久了啊。
嗯。
那么在这里的用了一个句型很棒 ,by the time, 或者用现在时。那么主要子句也就是主句里头用主语加 will 加 have 再放过去分词而我们可以这样来造个句子啊等到我毕业时我就可以这样造句了 by the time I graduate 那么珍妮将已经嫁给呢大伟了我们就可以这样说 Jane will have married David 所以等到我呢毕业的时候 Jane 将会已经嫁给大伟了 Jane will have married David 所以他都是用 by the time 等到什么什么什么时候用了现在时然后呢主句用了未来完成时叫 will have 等到你来的时候我将已经走了 by the time you come I will have left 就这样造句
嗯
但如果讲过去的状态呢 ,by the time 要用过去时。这个主句呢就要用呢过去完成时。比如说呢 ,Bruce 这个人呢 ,he never keeps his promise, 他从来不守信。Yesterday, he promised to meet me at the train station. 好了他说答应要在这个车站跟我见面。But he was late, 结果他晚到了。早上八点钟他叫我在那边等 He asked me to wait for him at 8 o'clock 好吧我就到车站那边等下午一点钟他才来So 我就这样讲 By the time he came I had left 所以这个时候记住后头就要过去完成式
嗯，
这是蛮重要的我们就特别记住啊好接着我们再来看一下You will have learned many new words. 这边用了未来完成时。他说你将会已经学得好多新的单词 ,many new words, idioms, 也就是片语啦。什么叫做 an idiom?
An idiom is a group of words which has a meaning different from those words. My favorite idiom is...Kick the bucket. At first, we think you have a bucket of water and you use your foot to kick it. Well, it could mean that, but as an idiom, it means to die.
所以 idiom 呢 ,an idiom 就是一群字。那么是两个以上的字。通常它的含义就是不只是这个字原来的这个表面的意思而有另外一种含义。那卜大哥呢他最喜欢的一个 idiom 就是 kick the bucket 就是踢水桶这个水桶呢本来其实里头是装的是水对不对啊
Right
通常指的是所谓的生命之泉哎，就可以这样说了然后呢这个把水桶呢把踢掉的时候等于没有这个水的时候那就表示什么东西呢没有生命的意思
Right No more life
所以呢我们就讲说 kick the bucketNo, 就是敲辫子的意思 kick, K-I-C-K 然后呢 bucket, 水桶它是这样拼的
B-U-C-K-E-T B-U-C-K-E-T bucket
但用这个字是俏皮的话、哦、才能用在作文的时候呢你就不能这样讲说 his grandfather、kicked the bucket 2 years ago 你要听见好奇怪要是人俏皮的话哎老张哪去老李哪去哎 我没看他八成敲辫子不成，那是开玩笑的时候我们这样讲，正式写作用 passed away
passed away P-A-S-S-E-D P-A-S-S-E-D he passed away last month。
好，接着我们看第四行 sentence structures 句子的结构啊，句子结构要搞清楚 and quite a bit of grammar，而且还学了已经学了不少的文法 quite a bit of 那是相当多的，也就等于呢 quite a lot of 相当不少的一样的意思。好了，这边的意思呢我相信都很了解，但是啊第四行第一个字 sentence 这个句子啊我们叫的句子 I know the sentence I can write this beautiful sentence 这个句子我可以写得很美，我没有问题。那但是对 Bruce 来讲他比较怕这个字。那为什么怕呢？ He's afraid of this word because he has been in jail before. 他在监牢里头他被判处五年徒刑。我们怎么说啊？
I received a sentence of 5 years.
好，再来一遍。
I received a sentence of 5 years.
他就接受了被判了五年的徒刑，所以这个 sentence 就是徒刑。他是怎么样的被判刑呢？
Yeah, I have 2 more years to go working here.
不错，因为这个监牢就是在这我们的播音室里头，然后呢这个法官就是我，这样子好好的这样子做，这样 sentence。 但是我们特别记住这个 sentence 也可以当动词用，所以刚才那个句子也可以这样说 He was sentencedto 5 years in prison. 记住 he was sentenced, sentence 加一个 d, to, 或者放介系词 to 5 years in prison. 好，他被判处死刑，假如说 he was sentenced to death, 都是这样说的。to 是介词，所以后头放名词 death。我们接着看 ,you have come to a stage where you might be asking yourself,How much have I improved, if at all? 你将可能已经到达这么一个阶段，这个 stage 它并不是个舞台。I saw him on the stage last night. 昨天在舞台上呢，我看到他。这个 stage 是我们人生的一个阶段。You have come to a stage. 这个 where 后头的 where 等于 at which. 在这个阶段中，它不用 on which.因为它并不是指的是舞台，舞台的介词要用 on the stage, 这边是阶段就得 at which. You might be asking yourself, 在这个阶段时你也许会问你自己一个问题。How much have I earned? 这是 Bruce 的这个句子。我赚了多少钱 ?How much have I earned or made? But here we use this word improved. 我自己到底有多少进步啊 ?If at all, today, if I have improved at all, 就算我真要是能够有所进步，这是一个强调用法 ,if at all, 那么这是一个特殊的一个强调的用法，就等于就算我这个 if 可以翻译，就算 I have improved at all, 根本就有所进步 at all, 本来翻译根本。但这边都是强调的翻译，不需要强调的这种用法，不需要翻出来，只是真算是有进步的话，我到底有进步有多大？所以整个句子等于呢 ，How much have I improved? If I really improved, 或者 If I have really improved 一样的意思。我们模仿用一个 If at all 来造个例子。
I might ask one of my colleagues, I'm a teacher, I might ask another teacher this question. How many students did you flunk this year, if at all?
你看专门用在问句里头出现的啊。我就问 Bruce 好了， Bruce 他最喜欢做这个工作。今年怎么样，你当了多少学生，让几个学生不及格啊。那么我们就这样说 How many students did you flunk this year? If at all, 就得 If you really flunked students, 你真的有把学生当掉的话，到底当了多少 Flunk, 失点点点失败 我们就是我们这边呢就叫称为荡掉的意思 flunk 降平的
F-L-U-N-K F-L-U-N-K flunk or we can use the verb fail F-A-I-L F-A-I-L how many students have you failed this year if at all
now I'm going to ask you this question
ouch
how many girlfriendsDo you have, if at all? 哦、oh, ，说不出来了。OK， 这是开玩笑的哈。记住 ，how many girlfriends, how many boyfriends, how many books did you buy? 我们都可以用的 how many， 然后就加 if at all。当然 ，how much， 那就是指的是钱。How much money do you make, if at all? 记住，我们只是造句。刚才那都是不礼貌问人家比如说 how many girlfriends 我真的我是讲实在的话 how many boyfriends 但是在这儿呢我们只是说造句这样使用特别记住好接着我们来看483 why not give yourself a simple test 您何不呢给你自己来一个做个简单的测验特别记住 why not 或者是 why后头可以用简答句的形态直接放原形动词
right
好你为什么待在这里啊 why stay here 用 stay 你为什么吃这个东西啊 why eat it 啊 Bruce 不要在地上扒在地上吃掉在地上的东西你怎么这样子呢 OK 那为什么不离开呢怎么说
why leave
Why not leave?、
Oh, why not leave?、嗯、
为什么不离开、可以就用这样用法。所以这里呢 ,483, why not give yourself a simple test? 就等于 why don't you give yourself a simple test? 很简单的啊。Read a short text, 下面就告诉我们怎么样来做一个简单的测验。它是先看一个很短的一篇文章。在这里的这个 text, 就是我们课文里面的这个文章那么这边就等于一个 article 一样的意思、
mm-hmm.
article 是这样拼的
A-R-T-I-C-L-E A-R-T-I-C-L-E article
好接着这样说了 read it carefully then try to rewrite what you have just read in your own words 我觉得这句话很棒他训练一个写作的方法他说你看文章的时候 read it carefully read it with care 也可以这样说对不对、啊
mm-hmm.
with 就是介系词加个 care 我们说 you should do it with care 做这个事情你要谨慎呢我们用 with care 呢来模仿也造个例子、
he handled the business deal with care
这次的交易啊，我们做生意的交易呢，他处理呢非常的谨慎。再来一遍
，He handled the business deal with care。
好，我们接着看呢 ，read it carefully, then try to rewrite， 重新呢写一遍 what you have just read， 将你所看的东西呢重新把它写下来 ，in your own words， 用你自己的。这个文字啊把它写起来用你自己选的这些词这些字把它写下来 I think this is a very good way to improve your writing I think this way can also be applied to reading 在看文章的时候呢 you can also use this try to read an article and then read it several times then close that book and then retell the story in your own words
Oh, retell that's a very good languagePractice, retell, R-E-T-E-L-L, R-E-T-E-L-L, is to tell a story after you have heard it, but you use your own words to retell the story.
This is good just because by doing so, you have a very good chance,to review or to go over what you have just read or learned. I think this is very good.
It is very good.
So, you know, try retelling or rewriting a story. 我们这个用法呢都是相当不错的。接着再往下看。 after that, 之后呢, compare what you have written to the text. 然后就干什么呢? 它是 compare 前面省的主语 you, 它把它省略掉一样当作是一个命令句。 Compare what you have written, 把你所写的东西 compare this to the text, 跟原文呢做个对照。 Compare A to B, 有时候也可以用 compare A with B, 所以这边的 to 不用, 也可以用 with, 对不对? 所以整个句法也可以这么说, after that, compare what you have written with the text, 两个都可以一样使用的。 好, it's very hard to compare Peter with, you know, Bruce. 把 Peter 跟 Bruce 做比较是蛮难的。
It's very difficult. There's no contest.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, just because we both have, you know, very big bellies. 我们都有好大肚子,对不对?
That can be compared.
Right. 好了,我们就可以这样说。 但也可以用 compare A to B。 It's hard to compare John with Peter because both of them are equally talented. 可以这样子。 Talented 很有天分的是这样拼的。
T-A-L-E-N-T-E-D T-A-L-E-N-T-E-D Talented.
接着我们再往下看。 This is called paraphrasing. 这个称为所谓的释义。 那么这个 paraphrase 很重要。那么因为什么叫 paraphrase 呢？其实我现在就在做这个东西。我在讲解课文的时候，我把这个同样的句子用别的这个话把它讲出来，意思不变，就叫做呢，这个 paraphrase。那举个例子讲，比如说呢， Peter hates Bruce 啊，那你的 paraphrase 呢，就可以这样说呢， Peter 我们说 dislikes。 那么就是说，这个 Bruce 像 dislikes hate， 当然就是说的意思相同，或者甚至可以讲的这更别的话，比如说 Peter hates Bruce， 你也可以讲说，那也可以另外一种方法说出来 ，Bruce is the last person that Peter would see， 你也可以这样说，这都是表示什么呢？
Right. This is all retelling or paraphrasing. Bruce is detested by Peter. 有很多可以用的. This is paraphrasing. You say the same idea with different words.
对，在学绘画这个方法非常的棒，因为它可以用不同的这种字眼，你可以训练这个字怎么使用。
Right.
写作跟绘画都很棒的。 好，接着我们往下看。 In fact, it is a good way to improve your writing skills. 这是你改善你写作技巧的一个好方法。我想这篇文章呢比较容易懂。现在我们从头到尾把这篇文章念一下。
Lesson 143, How to Improve Your Writing Skills, Part 1, Reading. By the time you reach this page, you will have studied 142 lessons of this book. You will have learned many new words, idioms, sentence structures, and quite a bit of grammar. You will have come to a stage where you might be asking yourself, how much have I improved, if at all? Why not give yourself a simple test? Read a short text. Read it carefully, then try to rewrite what you have just read in your own words. After that, compare what you have written to the text. This is called paraphrasing. In fact, it is a good way to improve your writing skills.
现在就我们请大家呢，打开我们这道教材第487页，跟着我们念，来替换练习的第一大题。
Number one. By the time you reach this page, you will have studied 142 lessons of this book.
接着我们看第二小题。
By the time Dad comes home, Mom will be cooking dinner.
这边呢, by the time 也是指的是未来, 所以他用了现在时, 在 by the time 引导的子句里头, 等到 Dad 呢, 回到家时, Mom 将会正在弄呢, 晚餐。我可以说 Mom will be cooking dinner。这边除了用 cooking 以外，也可以用 making dinner。
嗯 ，fixing
是这样拼的
，fixing， fixing， fixing。
接着我们看
，By the time my son grows up, I will have retired。
将会已经退休了 ，retired， 退休的意思。好，我们接着翻到第488页，我们看第二大题
，Number two。You will have learned many new words, idioms, sentence structures, and quite a bit of grammar.
接着看。
You'll need quite a bit of paint to paint your house.
Quite a bit of 就是相当多的。这个 paint 是代表油漆，所以做一个不可数的名词。To paint your house 也就来粉刷你这个房子。我们接着看下面这一题。
It cost me quite a lot of money to take the trip.
Quite a lot of 就是相当多的，不少的，就等于 quite a bit of 一样的意思。花了我好多钱，那从事呢这一趟旅游。好了，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.